As we move forward into 2012, a new year, I think those of us that are concerned about the future of the country, where the country is headed, we need to reassess where things are. I think as the political campaigns move forward, we have to be very, very skeptical, not cynical, skeptical of what the politicians are saying. Don't believe what anybody tells you, even in the media. Reassess, read, write, educate. Go to our website at Rutherford.org. I write a weekly commentary trying to alert people to what's going on, the dangers in civil liberties, the economy, and so on. That way you can stay focused. But as the political campaigns heat up, I say be very, very wary of what politicians have to say. Do not believe what a politician tells you. As anybody knows that does minimal research on politicians, they are backed by very large corporate interests and people with a lot of money. So when it comes time to vote or it comes time to take a position on an issue, it's highly influenced by people with money who really run the show in America. In terms of civil liberties, the country's in worse shape than I've ever seen it. Again, go to our website, Rutherford.org. I write a lot on what's happening in terms of civil liberties. The President of the United States, not too long ago, signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act, which actually allows the military to come to your door, arrest you if he thinks you're an enemy combatant, take you away. You'll end up in detention, military detention, where you will not be able to see your family. And if you're one of those kind of folks that doesn't have connections, you might not even end up with a lawyer. Again, President Obama basically said he disagreed with a lot that was in the law, but he went ahead and signed it anyway because it gave him immense power. The presidential candidates, Romney and others down the line that are the popular ones, have basically endorsed this particular law. So whoever gets in power is going to continue the civil liberties attacks on our freedom that we're currently seeing. We are a warring empire. And again, I'd say be skeptical of what politicians are saying. Well, President Obama says he's bringing back the troops or scaling back the troops. However, again, if you read one of my commentaries called Privatizing the War on Terror, you'll see that that's not happening. What's happening is any troops are being deployed to other countries such as Israel, Africa, Australia, and ones in Afghanistan and Iraq are being placed with private contractors. There are over 260,000 private contractors operating in Iraq and Afghanistan. And believe it or not, the average American troop that most people support over there in those foreign countries where we're supposedly at war protecting our freedoms or fighting the war against terror are making between $19,000 and $25,000 a year, and so most of the contractors are making up in the range between $150,000 and $250,000 a year. In other words, the people with money are raking a lot of dough and they're taking it out of the pocket of American taxpayers. Remember when President Obama ran on change and hope and he was going to reverse all the George Bush civil liberties policies, which he, of course, he has not done, and he was going to make the economy a lot better. Well, almost 4 years into Obama's presidency, and the economy is in really, really terrible straits. People can't find jobs. The mortgage crisis continues. People can't sell their homes. People are on food stamps at a record rate. What we've done is we've sold our spiritual birthright for a bowl of materialistic porridge. And what I mean by that is the people who founded this country had great spiritual principles. We have decided that we can throw that out the window, that we can be satisfied if we're in debt, and most Americans are chained to the wall with debt while they're cheering on the next Super Bowl champion, the next celebrity on the news, or whatever is the hot topic of the day that's being pushed by the corporate media. The people who found this country, though, like Thomas Jefferson, as he says in the Declaration of Independence, he said, "Our Creator gives us certain absolute rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." They all understood that freedom was a spiritual principle. And to engage and to resist an enemy of any kind, whether it is a domestic terrorist, a foreign terrorist, the local banker, or whoever is terrorizing the landscape, you needed to have spiritual principles. That we've thrown out the window. unfortunately, and we've lost that. James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, said we ought to mistrust all those in power. He knew what he was talking about. The people who wrote our Constitution, who wrote our Bill of Rights, had just fought the British Empire, which was a very authoritarian and cruel empire that oppressed them as a people. We're seeing the same thing happen now. And how did they combat that? They stood strong on their beliefs and their rights. They didn't waver, and they got out there and got active. That's the key. Be active. Because, folks, things are not going well just this side of hell.
Just the side.